Welcome to the first episode of Flashback here on Nerds on the Rocks. This week we will be trying out a new format and discussing TV shows. And our first show is the pilot episode for Banana Man called Meet Dr. Goom. And joining me on this episode will be Zach and Joshua. So enjoy.
What's up with all this banana stuff?
I have not, honestly, it was like the most inane show that I saw while I was looking for this, and I said I had to do it. Just, you know, because I figured the more insane it is, the easier it is to kind of try it out the first time, because you don't want a normal show that's kind of boring.
And it's British.
And it's British.
Yeah, I love this dull banana guy, though. I could watch those commercials all day.
Yeah, they're pretty great. I think Super Monkey Ball had a thing with dull bananas, too, didn't they?
I believe so.
Banana Man Ice Station Zero. And those don't really look like bananas, man. They look like horns.
I mean, you can kind of tell that they didn't focus on the animation budget for this show.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Do you think that's maybe why they're so short? I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's the 80s. Most of the animations in the 80s was kind of static and boring and 80s-ish.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Yeah, you know, what can you do? I'm going to look up top 80s cartoons real quick.
So did you just want to capture how bewildered I was by the video?
Bewildered works, but, you know, just... I mean, the whole idea is, again, this is just kind of like a testing ground, because I didn't want to do like 30 minutes, and then it just kind of ended up where nobody had anything to say, so I figured I'd fix something.
I don't know, it was kind of like Popeye, but with bananas.
You know...
I agree. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
I was gonna say I kind of buy the spinach thing because technically it doesn't turn him into a superhero. I mean, the spinach to me has always been seen as more as like steroids than it has been a superpower granter.
Right.
And.
But like he completely transforms as soon as he eats a banana.
Yeah, for some reason,
like,
it reminds.
It's like Nicene or whatever. Like totally makes him a space swimming. Yellow weirdo.
it reminded me for some reason more of Shazam with the whole little kid turning into this huge adult superhero. What was I gonna say? The whole premise of bananas giving you powers, I guess it's kind of like the spinach with Popeye in that it's trying to get people to eat healthy.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I'm sure everybody here eats their bananas. That's an odd statement.
Bananas are awesome.
Not as good as apples or oranges, but you know.
You can't put apples in your Cheerios.
Why not?
That's weird.
It would be like Apple Jacks. I mean, granted, yes, they don't taste like apples. I've seen the commercials.
We just like them. There's no particular reason.
I've never got the premise of those commercials.
Yeah, me neither. I don't... Whatever.
But yeah, I mean, as a whole, it was a TV show. I don't think I would have ever watched it as a kid.
How many series did it run?
I honestly think it didn't run that long, because I can see like 3 episodes on YouTube. And it's 5 minutes long, so if anything, it looks like it was paired with Danger Mouse and Nickelodeon, and this is the late 80s, so I assume Nickelodeon kind of switched to their, there were apparently 40 episodes.
Oh, okay.
40 episodes of Banana Man?
Wow, I honestly can't see somebody watching 40 of those.
Did they get better later?
I can't imagine so.
I mean, it's a banana guy.
I mean, do you folks want to watch a second episode to see if it gets better, or is one Banana Man good enough for you?
I think one Banana Man, since I watched it twice now, is, like, enough for my life.
Yeah, I couldn't even make it through it, so I don't even know why he turns into a Banana Man when he eats a banana.
They don't explain that at all.
What type of bananas is he eating? Do other people in the show eat bananas?
They're space bananas.
No, apparently it's any type of bananas, because when he gets turned into a baby by the evil Dr. Groom, the doctor feeds him a banana, and that turns him into a Banana Man anyhow. Because his sidekick is apparently a bird named Crow.
Hmm. Oh, original.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be the most complex show, but yeah, they don't really explain anything, especially for this being the first episode. Apparently he has arch nemesis and everything, and they don't explain who they are, but he knows who they are.
So if Banana Man, as a baby, banana powers wore off, would he be like an embryo or something?
We should research Banana Man and get to the heart of the matter. But I honestly think I'm done with Banana Man.
I think the world is done with Banana Man.
Well, Bananarama.
If you had to make a superhero or a character based off of a fruit, I mean, what would your character be and what would his fruit of choice be?
A guy made out of grapes, and he throws grapes at them until his body's over there.
The only problem I can see with that is, like, what if somebody decides to squish the grapes or eat them?
He does.
That's funny. You could slip on some smushed grapes or something.
Yeah, you can make wine out of a superhero. That would be kind of messed up.
That's how he gets passed on. Like, you know, there's always a grape superhero per generation.
A grape superhero? That's a terrible pun.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even know.
I was gonna say, I could see a grape superhero if, like, his, you know, like, he had powers from grapes, and he had, like, a grape shooter. Like, you know, he shot, instead of, like, BB pellets, he shot, like, grapes.
Oh, like a grape gun?
Yes. And that could possibly work. If you shot yourself.
Meanwhile, on the vine! I don't know.
I was gonna go with, like, an orange man.
Orange man.
Yeah, like, you know, he can probably, like, spray some citric acid in your eyes or something.
He just smells good all the time.
Or just a guy based on citrus stuff. Like, you got oranges and limes and lemons and stuff. And you could, like, I don't know, be the spokesman for Sprite or something.
and then whenever he catches a bad guy, he can say, when life gives you lemon, you go to jail.
Or he could be the bad guy.
Whoa. Fruits aren't bad guys. Vegetables are.
That's not necessarily true.
I've never seen... Okay, technically, what I'm going to say defeats the purpose, because the tomatoes are fruit.
Super carrot.
I was going to say, you've never seen an attack of the killer apples. It's the attack of the killer tomatoes, which are still fruit, so it defeats the purpose, as I said before, but...
Well, what about the flaming carrot?
That...
He's a good guy. He teamed up with the Ninja Turtles before.
I got it. Okay, so there's the fruits. They're all superheroes. And there's the vegetables. They're also superheroes. It's kind of like in Lost, the others. It's just the vegetables. And they fight dairy.
The fat.
Yeah.
Bacon fat is the leader. He's sizzling.
The fat guys have to look kind of like the soggies from the Captain Crunch commercials.
Am I too young for that reference?
I assume you two are around the same age. I could be mistaken here.
Well, I'm like 29, so.
Okay, so no. Yeah, you're older than me, so.
Yeah, I turned 22 in 3 days, so.
Oh, awesome. Are you doing anything special?
Studying for a mechanics of materials test.
So, yes, you are.
Yeah, it's special.
It's something you won't forget. Hopefully not, because you have the test and that would suck. What you should do is set up a screening of 40 episodes of Banana Man for your birthday and see how many of those you can get through.
He said he couldn't get through one.
Well, maybe if he had, maybe he needs to form like a Banana Man drinking game. Anytime there's something in the show that he doesn't understand, you take a drink. And I assume by the first 2 minutes of the first episode, he'd be so hammered that he wouldn't care about the other 39.
Yeah, probably.
And it would have to be a banana themed drink. I actually don't know any banana themed drinks. I know they have like 99 bananas. But I don't know what that mixes with.
Hold on. I'm pulling something up for you nerds.
I always liked the banana candy from the freaking Runts. Those are good.
Yeah.
I have nothing banana-like to talk about. I'm sorry.
See, I've always hated banana-flavored things. Like, I love bananas, but banana flavor? It's always bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things that just needs to remain a fruit. Actually, this sounds good. 99 bananas, coconut rum, which I'm a huge fan of. Highball gas, a root beer, and I don't know what that other thing is.
I think it's just a cocktail drink you can find in like a gas station, non-alcoholic, those Fuse bottles.
Huh. Yeah, that, I've never seen it before. But yeah, there you go. You got yourself a banana-themed birthday party. It would be a pillion. Okay, that was terrible.
That was pretty good.
I should smack myself for making that one. But yes,